Wednesday, July 17th, and you're tuned in to the Tammy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Anthony?
What?
Whoa.
We got a phone call.
From where? Oh, that's my landline. Like, that's the real phone line.
Oh, it's the real phone line. That ground phone line.
Yeah, that's from that cordless phone.
First time, long time.
Yeah. That one might actually go off during this.
But, shit. Do we move it?
Nah.
Do we restart?
Nah.
Can you mute it?
Nah, forget it. Don't worry about
Producer
it.
Producer TJ's on the scene.
Yeah, he'll
figure it out.
Whatever. What I was going to say was that it's hot.
It's supposed to be 43 Celsius this weekend.
Like, feels like 43.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's so hot that my walk to my office from the train station is like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
At like 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm drenched by the time I get to my desk.
You know what you got to do?
Oh, I have secondary pairs of clothes.
Oh, no. You know what you really got to do?
What?
You got to bring an umbrella.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Block out that sun, baby.
It's not even the sun.
Oh, it's just the humidity?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, so I can't even...
You can't do the path?
Oh, I can, but that's equally as muggy.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I have the opposite issue. My office is so cold that I have to wear long pants and a sweater.
Long pants and a sweater. That's weird.
Yeah. It's freezing.
It's really weird.
It's so cold.
That's really weird. Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. We got a question to chew on, baby.
Go for it.
Paul Chu writes in, after I unlock my phone.
Yes.
Says, regardless of what you think of Wirefu, who is your Wirefu waifu?
Oh, man.
And Paul, I feel that you wrote this question strictly for the alliteration, because I have no answer.
I'm trying to think about, like, what is Wirefu? Like, what's considered Wirefu? Okay. Is, Shaolin Soccer, is that Wirefu?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, who the girl in that?
Let me look it up.
At the end, she shaves her head, but before, when she still has the hair, I think she's pretty cute.
All right, Shaolin Soccer.
Yeah.
We got Zhao Wei? Her? This lady?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, she is cute. You're right.
Her. But every time I think about female in Wirefu, I always think of is Michelle Kwan coming to my head.
Isn't she like a figure skater?
Yeah.
Michelle Kwan.
That's not who
I'm... What are you talking about?
That's not what I'm thinking about.
Are you sure?
I know she's not the Wirefu master, although she could pretend like she is. She could. Michelle Yeoh. Is who?
Oh, she's classic.
Like when I think about who's like, but she's like classic at her craft. Is she my waifu? It's the other girl, Zhang Ziyi.
Who?
You know, Rush Hour 2.
Oh shit!
Come on, she's it.
Damn.
She's the one. She's the wirefu waifu for me.
Can we share?
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about this.
Can we share?
I don't know how I feel about this.
I might just pick Michelle Yeoh.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me see.
You've always liked the older women.
True facts.
So I'm not going to fight with you on that one.
Michelle Yeoh. Let me see.
Michelle.
Let me see what she's looking like right now.
Okay, let's just do that.
Let me just objectify live on the podcast.
What's new?
56, still looking good.
Okay.
All right, Michelle. Okay. Hit me up.
Oh. Good to know. So there you go. Hopefully that successfully answered your question, Paul.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. We did it.
Give me your picks, baby.
So my first pick is a trailer.
Yes.
Movie trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was announced sometime late last year or early this year that the Kingsman would have a follow-up movie, but this time it would be a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
And that trailer dropped.
Yes.
It was called The Kingsman.
The singular.
Yeah, and I don't believe it has any of the returning or any of the current cast
mm-hmm.
because it is a prequel from
like World War II, yeah. World War One.
Yeah, and so I guess it's the start of the Kingsman.
Yeah.
And it definitely, after our huge disappointment with Kingsman 2 and its over-the-topness,
yeah,
this one looks like it grounds it more in harder reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they've taken the criticism that we specifically gave them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They heard our podcast and they're like, damn, they're right.
Yeah.
We did waste all the American side of this movie. They were pretty much useless. It's true.
Mm-hmm. And so they've gone to more rooted, looking movie.
Hopefully the action stays a little bit more grounded.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to see World War One in that sort of light.
That's the thing, like, it's so much, it seems like it's so much easier to make a more interesting setting or story because of the limited amount of technology.
That's like anything, though, yeah. Right? Like, you put rules on anything and you'll get more creativity.
Yeah, that's usually my saying. It's like, just the limitations allow them to like be more creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
That's why sports exist. That's why sports have rules.
Listen, there's no rules on the streets, baby.
Oh, shit. Fuck the streets.
Gotta ride or die, homie.
Fuck the police.
Ooh, so you are from the streets.
Oh, did I say that? No.
So you are from the streets. No. I see. Living that easy lifestyle. Justice,
no peace.
Yo, I just love it when the ladies call me Big Papa. You know what I'm saying?
If only we lived in that time.
We would be dead.
But I feel like I'm so out of time right now.
We wouldn't last in the streets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're right.
Ain't no Fetty Wap. I can't have a trap house.
Speak for yourself.
I'm from a trap queen. Okay, yeah, it looks cool. I want to see a good Kingsman again because I rewatched that first movie recently. I'm like, fuck, that's good.
Yeah,
and I thought about rewatching the second movie. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're right. And then they had like a second trailer for another movie. Now, every generation, there is a movie that aligns with the current coming of age demographic.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people, I know it was The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I know for at least my generation, it was Superbad.
Hell yeah.
Well, the modern generation, the kids today.
Kids today.
They're getting their movie.
Is it Minecraft related?
No.
How much Fortnite is in it?
But it is. The thing about these coming of age movies is like they always center around high school kids, usually in like their final year, the stages just before adulthood, right? Mm-hmm. So this movie that just got trailer drops called The Good Boys.
Okay.
And they've taken a different spin. It's on some middle schoolers.
Yeah. Like like actual middle schoolers.
Like grade 5, grade 6. And they're getting up to some fucking shenanigans.
Super bad level shenanigans.
Yes. And it's the same idea. They gotta go to a party. They're trying to get girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they gotta show up with the alcohol or else they won't be cool.
True. Just like Superbad.
Because they're the dorks. And it looks like a pretty wild movie.
It seems like kind of the same beats as Superbad.
Yeah.
But it's a little edgier because they're in grade 6.
Yeah. Like it's fucked up.
I want to see it.
I know. Like when the trailer first came across, I was like, what the hell? Yeah, so... It looks good. Check out the Red Band trailer on YouTube. It's worth it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Keeping along with movie news, we've heard rumors for the longest time that the next James Bond was in choosing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
We know for the upcoming Bond movie, I think Bond 25, it's still going to be Daniel Craig.
Yeah, and what is it? Who's the guy from Django? Christoph Waltz is coming back as the big bad.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay. Well, news broke that... 007
mm-hmm.
in this movie
yeah.
is a woman.
But I thought, wait, you said it was Daniel Craig in this one.
So, okay, the headlines say 007 is now a girl.
Okay.
And when you read that, you think, oh my God, they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Female James Bond.
Yeah.
Hold up. This is still a Daniel Craig movie.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Craig is still... James Bond.
Yeah.
The code number 007 has been migrated to someone else.
Oh. So
So in a technicality, okay, she's not the new Bond. She is only 007 okay, within the context of this movie.
Okay.
And I felt like that was a bit of a cop out. Like, you can't market that and be like, we did it. Female 007.
Well, listen, Vince, okay, being woke is super hot right now, right? And like, that, what are you talking about? This is the perfect way to advertise that shit. Because I don't think people looked as far as that. People read the clickbait headlines, and they're like, yo, 007 is a female. And everyone's like, oh,
I should also say she's a black female.
Okay, sure. But everyone's like, oh, shit. Like, it's a minority, like double minority. Like,
are you saying women are in the minority?
That's what a lot of them refer to themselves.
You know, there's more women in the world than men.
Yeah, there's also 51% of people in the GTA refer to themselves as a minority. So,
it's because they are,
even though they're the majority. But
it's because they are, whatever, man. Like, it's because they are.
Labels are weird.
You're a label.
Yeah, too. I am. I'm a brand. the Faluco brand.
I knew it.
Yeah, like, that's the perfect way to market that movie, because it gets the internet being like, yo, check out this fucking headline. Nobody actually reads the article. Yeah. Like, that's perfect.
It upset me.
That's business. What? Did it really?
It upset me.
Why?
Because I really want a new Bond.
Yeah, you could be like Pierce Brosnan's son.
No, like, I want the new, like, this is the new Bond. Like, this is it. Mm-hmm. I don't want this sort of, like, this half-baked step.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch a movie, and it's like I'm watching Spider-Man, it's like, hey, there's Spidey, and it's just some imposter.
Yeah.
It's meaningless. It's fucking meaningless. Right? Like, no one gives a damn when it's like, oh, you're just...
The outrage will come when the movie's out, but by that time, they already got your money. So who cares?
That's just business, baby. I can't see this movie.
That's just business.
I can't see
You, of all people, are going to skip out on a James Bond movie.
I can't see this movie. Putting my foot down.
Man, working in Toronto has changed you.
I'm putting my foot down.
No, you're not. You know we're seeing this.
I'm putting my foot down.
We're seeing that shit on a Tuesday.
On Tuesday, sure. Okay, so that's that.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like, I agree with you that a change up in the James Bond formula would be super nice.
Yes.
Right? Like, at least give it a shot. Like, even if you do a female James Bond and it just fucking tanks, like, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what that movie is.
Sure.
And not even from this position of, like, yo, whatever, representation, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just want to see it. Like, I don't really care about that stuff, but I want to see it.
Okay. I'm going to stick on, like, the movie TV place because... So, the Russo brothers.
I've heard that name.
You know who they are.
Is it the Avengers kids?
Kids?
The Avengers people?
The directors?
Oh, okay, that's them. All
right. Yeah, they wrote that. You know, they wrote the Captain America Winter Soldier.
That's the one I liked, yes.
Yes. Did you also know they directed a lot of Community?
Did they?
San Diego Comic-Con is this weekend.
Yes.
The Russo brothers, on their official Twitter account, teased this.
Biblioteca. That is my favorite part of Community. That ending.
As you know, Community has had a weird history.
Yep.
It
started off so strong.
It's very strong. And then season 4 happened. And then 5 was this weird mishmash. And then 6 was a web-only series on Yahoo Video, which doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they made the 6 seasons. Mm-hmm. And that famous hashtag was 6 seasons in a movie. So
Maybe they're making it happen.
Who knows? I'm excited. I want to see what's gonna happen.
I just want to see if they complete the hashtag.
They gotta.
That's what I want.
They gotta.
I don't even care if the movie's good or not.
They gotta. And I hope it's like a straight to video movie.
Straight to VHS.
Yeah. I hope it's that.
You can only get it on Laserdisc.
Yeah. But yeah, so like that's the first of my San Diego Comic-Con.
Well, I got some San Diego Comic-Con news.
Do ya?
Did you know that on the San Diego Comic-Con website, in the panel section where you can like search for different panels and stuff,
yeah,
there is no filter for comics.
Really?
At the San Diego Comic-Con, you cannot filter panels by comics in terms of interest.
I like that.
That's ridiculous.
I like that.
That's fucking wild.
I like it.
What the fuck?
I like it.
That's so nuts.
No, it's the best.
It's crazy.
It makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. No one's going to San Diego Comic-Con for comics.
God damn it.
We all know this.
That's so weird.
You know, but I think it's like everyone understands. You're like, you're going to the Comic-Con to see the movie people, right? Yes.
So weird.
Yes. You're going to the Comic-Con to see your TV shows. Yes.
It's so weird.
You're going to Comic-Con to see video games.
The comic people got ostracized out of their own convention.
Listen, it's just got to roll with the times.
That's like, fucking wild, baby.
They can't call it San Diego Pop Culture Con. Let's be real.
Can't they, though?
No. Because then they have to start from one again. Think of that legendary logo, SDCC. Imagine having to change that and explain it to the kids. Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, it would.
But now you can't see. But like, this allows the children of today to be like, hey, you know what SDCC stands for?
What?
Comic Con. Do you know what a comic is?
What's a comic?
Well, back in the day, there were these pictures.
Pictures?
Stapled together.
Like still pictures? Like not a GIF?
Nah, still. What? Sometimes they weren't even colored.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and they had words on them.
Words? I don't read. Yeah. Come on. I'm a millennial. I don't got time for reading. The fuck?
No. I think you're looking for the generation after millennial.
What Gen is that? Z?
Yeah.
Gen X? Wait, no.
No, Zed.
Gen Z. I ain't got time for that shit. I'm on Instagram being depressed all the time.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm too busy trying to figure out how to kill myself. Wait.
Whoa. That's one step too far, my friend.
That whole generation.
One step too far.
I'm just saying, that generation is statistically higher at killing themselves than other generations.
Yeah. So, okay. I know that next week we'll probably have our big Comic-Con news drop.
Yeah.
But the preview stuff is always, you know, stuff that happens. Something I want to talk about is Hasbro.
They make the toy company.
They make toys and stuff and board games.
Yeah.
And whatever. Did you know they have this project called HasLabs?
No.
And it's basically a crowdfunding project for them to make their special toys.
What?
Like toys that they wouldn't necessarily bring to market because they were just unfeasible.
But if they crowdfunded it, then the people who backed it would get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this year they're
made
like,
to order.
Basically.
All right.
But this year, they did their first Transformers-based one.
Okay.
And they're making Unicron. They're
cool.
Making Unicron, the Planet Eater.
Yeah.
Unicron.
He looks dope.
He looks dope.
He looks large.
He's a large boy.
He turns into a planet.
He turns into a planet with teeth.
Hell yeah.
He's 30 inches tall.
Jesus.
30 inches.
3-0.
Yes. Yes.
Man, that's almost the size of my dick.
Just not quite, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's almost there.
It's not quite. It's just under 3 feet tall. Just to put it in perspective, they're asking for 574 American greenbacks.
Jesus.
Would you like to know...
That's cash money.
Would you like to know how many backers they need?
1 million.
No.
How many?
They need 8,000 backers.
That's it? That seems doable.
They currently have 1,300 with 45 days to go.
Okay, that's still a lot of time.
To put it in perspective, if you do the math, they're asking for $4.6 million.
Checks out?
Yes. For a 3-foot toy. So.
So you backed it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like Unicron.
You don't like Unicron? He eats planets.
He's
the ultimate transformer.
I just don't care.
He transforms into a planet that eats planets.
I just don't care.
Dude, come on.
I don't care.
Dude.
I don't care.
All right, sure.
I don't care.
What if it was a 3-foot Cheetor?
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, so that one was the Unicronus.
Yeah, so that's a lot of money.
I mean, you know.
Have they ever made like a human sized transformer?
That you could buy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't transform. It's more like a statue.
Yeah, like that's what they gotta do. If they're asking for like $5 million American, they better be making like a 6 foot tall Autobot that also transforms.
Oh yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
And I can double it as a like Hot Wheels car for my kid to ride in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for plastic.
A lot of money.
I feel like that price tag is kind of gouging.
You think so?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right?
Yeah.
And also the fact that they need 8,000 backers. Like, I'm sure at $500 a piece, no matter what amount they're making, they're going to make some sort of profit. But it's probably only worth it at a certain amount.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm sure they're making like 100 per unit at minimum.
Yeah.
On that. But if they only sell like 1,000, maybe it's not worth it for them.
That's just insane. Like, it definitely goes to show like where the collecting community has gone when they can just, let's say, confidently ask for this kind of money and expect to get it.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild.
Toys are...
That is wild.
This actually opens up another thing. So you had a really... You retweeted something very interesting.
Yeah.
About nerd culture.
Sure.
And about nerd culture being accepted by the masses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think that this kind of stuff is a symptom of that? Where...
Absolutely.
Comic-Con is fucking massive now. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. And now companies can just be like, we got them by the balls.
Yeah, because now it's just like, it's not like this... people aren't ashamed to, or they're more inclined to be into some sort of niche and not have to worry about the social stigmatism, as long as the rest of their life is in check.
Yeah, like it doesn't don't find out.
Yeah, it like, not even that they don't find out, but like you know, like they have healthy social relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Their finances are in good place. Mm-hmm. If they have extra money, they can do whatever the fuck they want. They don't have to really be worried about being like judged or whatnot.
Yeah,
but for sure, this definitely is a part of that whole I don't want to say movement, but
yeah interesting, because like I think I read your tweet and I think I agree with you. I don't think like certain aspects of nerd culture are that popular yet.
No,
or
at not least, everything
like, or
not
at least everything. It might be popular, but it definitely is still stigmatized and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like everyone goes to see Marvel movies.
Yeah,
but every time I tell a coworker that I collect video games, they're like, whoa, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, but you work with a lot of old people.
I right? do. Yeah, also I work with a lot of old people.
Because like I work through my age and they're like, oh yeah, spend all your money on games again.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, they're like, Vince, how come you have such cheap granola bars? I'm like, why would I buy the fancy ones?
Yeah. Get the Costco brand.
I know. That's what I said. They're like, what? But why don't you treat yourself? I'm like,
I do.
I'm like, have you not seen me? Did you not see me come back from lunch when I'm like, got that bag from EB Games?
Look at this
like,
watch.
And they're like, oh, I guess you do treat yourself maybe a little too much. And I'm like, hey, shut up.
Judgment over here. Yeah. Relax.
First, I'm not buying the good enough granola bars. Now I'm buying like two.
Because it's not the correct thing of treating yourself. Yeah, it's not the correct type of treating
Something
yourself.
Something like that.
Yeah, but I definitely agree with you where like, I think a lot of it is perception on the person.
Absolutely.
Like if I'm a dude in a like Gucci suit, I'm crushing life. Yeah. And then on the side, I collect Transformers.
Yeah.
No one's going to say shit.
Yeah.
But if I look like the neckbeard fedora guy and I collect Transformers,
you are going to be judged.
You need something to like offset it, right?
Yeah, like that's just it. Like, and it's unfortunate, but
and I've definitely come I've seen that in like real life scenarios of just my personal life in terms of dating and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, I have definitely had way more success, let's say, curving the truth.
Telling the lie.
No, I'm curving the truth. I'm curving the truth by like downplaying certain aspects of my nerdy hobbies until they like realize it's like, okay, I'm not just some fucking bum.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a degenerate, like that kind of person, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a degenerate, but.
You are. You are.
But then, like, afterwards, when they find out, like, the depth at which my degeneracy goes, then they're just like, oh, I guess it's not that bad. Yeah. He still, like, works out a little. He has a job. Like, what?
He's got a car.
He's got a car.
Yeah.
He's, like, not socially inept that badly.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it depends how you carry yourself as a person,
and it's definitely how you market yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've kind of transitioned into the whole, I just say it from the get-go now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wow, that's bold.
But I feel like you can only do that because of the position in life you're in.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, like, you, like if I was, like, some straight out of college, jobless homeboy, and I was just like, oh, yeah, hey, like, I collect, I don't know, fucking MLP shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's going to go down bad, right? Like, it's going to be the first and last I meet that person.
That's true.
Like, but if I have some sort of, like, establishment of experience or social confidence and stuff like that, like, I can just come straight out and be like, oh, yeah, like, I just do this thing. And then everyone will initially be like, oh, wow, like, you just said it.
Yeah.
But then it'll go away. Like, you're a business professional in one of the biggest cities in the world, so...
Yeah, it doesn't go away all the time.
That's when you fire those people.
I'm not that high up the corporate ladder yet. But don't you wait if you're listening to this.
No, you just gotta print out fake, like, termination sheets.
Oh, God.
And put them on their desk.
That's not gonna go down well.
And then in fine print on the bottom, be like, JK, LOL.
Oh, that's not gonna go down well at all. I'm gonna get fired.
What are you talking about? It's JK, LOL. I put it right there.
Some people don't take that JK, LOL.
It's like if I said no homo. Like, it just nullifies the previous shit.
Oh, is that how that works? Yes.
Yo, man, I totally suck your dick. No homo. Like.
No. No.
I just want to feel your seed in my mouth. No homo. Like,
no.
That's how that works. Are you telling me I suck that dick and it's still gay?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep.
I said no homo after. Shit.
Disgusting. You're disgusting. And then for, you know, San Diego Comic-Con continuing, they've shown off, like, you know, their exclusive toys and whatnot.
Yeah.
Thought I was out of the game.
They pulled you back in.
They got me.
They John Wick'd
you. They got me with them Overwatch action figurines.
Oh, like a movable one?
Yeah.
Not one of these fucking Funko Pops I'm looking at?
No. It's a real toy.
Are you saying that Funko Pops aren't real toys?
Funko Pops are not real toys.
Yes,
Anthony.
Yes,
I never said they were.
No, I know, but I just want to be vindicated by someone who's like a professional in the scene.
Oh, a professional in the scene, he says.
Someone widely regarded.
Oh. So they announced they got this Reinhardt toy. I got the Reinhardt,
mm-hmm.
But they announced a version with his helmet off.
Oh, get wrecked. Now you gotta get two.
And I'm just like, fuck.
Now you gotta get two.
That's all they had to do. Show me that face and the beard. I saw it's on eBay right now, $100.
Damn.
For context, it's about $50. Like the regular.
Without the head?
Like with just the regular one you could pick up in store.
Yeah.
Comic-Con exclusive, $100.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah.
Did Rex give you that toy?
What?
The Nendoroid?
Yeah, it's in my room.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
All right. That was just
that was just
an aside thing.
Bancho Mako?
Yeah.
That's in my room somewhere.
But,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's the markup, baby. That's that nerd tax.
I know. But here's the thing. So, like, that's not the only exclusive from Overwatch they announced.
Okay.
And I know that if I get the one.
You want them all, baby.
Well, I'm currently line complete. Like, I currently have all of them.
Yeah. And you got to keep it
going. And if I don't get the other ones, then.
Then you're not line complete.
But if I stop the line completeness here, then I won't be a slave to the...
But the thing is that you're currently a slave.
I am.
You're currently bound by the chains of retail pricing.
Yes. You're not wrong.
Just keep them on, baby. Get those gold chains. Upgrade.
We'll see how far I'm able to do this.
Stay line complete for as long as possible.
All right. I'll do my best.
Good job.
I will try. I think those were all my major picks that I wanted to talk about this week. Yeah.
I only had two. I'm so glad that you had a bunch because I didn't really have much. So one is in the speedrunning community. Speedrunning. A big milestone has been reached in The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. The N64 classic, the one that defined 3D open world RPGs.
That one.
It was like that. And dude, you know, Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild, I think, change shit kind of like Super Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
I just had to get that out there. I just had to get that opinion out into the...
You gotta get your hot takes out
there.
Yeah,
I have to get my hot take out there.
Okay. Welcome back to last year.
Thanks. So... Ocarina of Time has been beaten, the any percent, in under 17 minutes.
Yes.
It is the first time this has ever happened. I think a couple years ago, people were saying it'd be impossible to get under 20.
Yeah.
And some of these new fucking routes, man, are so bullshit.
You guys got to peep the technique.
Yeah, you got to check this out. Just Google Ocarina of Time world record. You'll see it under 17 minutes. I think it's like 16:58 or something.
The speed.
Some bullshit. Like, this is some bull-ass shit that is happening.
Yeah, he does some really bullshit things.
Like, a lot of the classics, like the wrong warps and stuff, are still there. But the way they have changed routing to get the sword, to get the shield, to just slide across Kakariko Village, not Kakariko Village, Kokiri Forest. Like, dude, it's crazy.
It is.
Like, to see a childhood game broken to that extent is so cool.
I guess.
He just jumps from the top of the tower during the collapse out of bounds.
Yeah, he does. It's
so nuts. Like, that glitch used to be nigh impossible, right? That was the one where, like, if you got it, you had the god run. And now it's just part of the run. Like, just do it. Wow. Or else. So, that it's cool. It's so cool. I just wanted to bring that up. And then the other thing is on Netflix. Netflix a couple years ago, or I think maybe last year.
Yeah.
No, it was 2 years ago, I think, now. They had season one of... 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
the very controversial yet critically acclaimed movie about teenage suicide and just bullying and stuff like that. Like, kind of what teenagers go through, right?
Yeah.
And in that show, there is a... Spoilers. There is a scene where they show the main character kill herself. She's in the back. It's long, brutal. It's gruesome, it's fucking brutal, but it is fucking brilliant. It is a fantastic scene.
Yeah.
Netflix has deleted it.
What do they replace it with?
Nothing. As far as I know.
Okay.
As far as I know, they didn't... They either took it out or they released it with more mourning. They replaced it with more mourning shit. I think that fucking sucks.
Why? What was their reasoning?
Here, let me... So it had a bunch... I'll get the exact quote, but the paraphrasing is basically they wanted to have something in there where it still shows, like, the context and the... Here, I'll just do it here. So the CDC came out and reported that this scene, it's a process of exposure to the suicide or suicidal behavior... which may influence others to attempt suicide, which I think is not true at all. I think that's the opposite of what that scene does.
Mm.
Like, that scene, like, you look at that and it's just fucking agonizing to watch. Like, that seems terrible.
Yeah.
And so the series creator, Brian Yorkey, he said, no one scene is more important than the line of the show. It is a message that we must take better care of each other. Streaming platform Netflix, blah blah blah. Edit. Da, 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 da. I forget where the quote is. I just facing these issues head on, talking about them. Blah, blah, blah. I can't find it. I don't remember what the exact quote was. Unfortunately, it's not in this article I had linked. But a lot of it had to do with, I guess they thought that putting that on screen would somehow influence someone to actually commit the deed.
Was there, like, an example of this? Like, did someone...
No.
I don't get it then.
Yeah. Like, not that I know of.
Yeah.
And that's... That fucking sucks. Like, I think on a lot of shows, they have the right to edit freely, right? But the thing, that's the other thing with, like, it sucks that they cut it, but it's also bigger with like a digital media platform. Like, I don't know if 13 Reasons Why had like a DVD release or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Because if it didn't, that scene's gone forever.
Yep.
Right? There's no, like, unless someone had ripped it and there's like the uncut files up on like the Pirate Bay or some shit. Like, that original cut is no longer among us.
Yeah, I mean, like, the pirated ones are out there.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get why they... That's one of those things where it's like, I don't think... This is like one of those art shouldn't be censored type things.
Yeah.
Where I think that scene is the culmination of that story, right?
Yeah, well, that is definitely...
It's the point. It is the point. And it's super, super, super drives home, like, just like, hey, all this shit has consequences.
Yeah.
And you having to sit there and look, like, see that consequence, it's powerful. It's the only TV show I know in recent memory or even long-term memory that has made me cry. Like, it was so impactful.
Yeah. It's tough to watch.
It is tough to watch, but that's the point, right? Like, hey, you're doing this heinous shit, and this is how it affects people. Mm. It's supposed to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just disappointed. Like, that fucking sucks that they deleted that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know why they would, but they did.
It sucks.
Does that show have a third season? Oh,
it's coming out. Yeah. It's not out yet. I still haven't watched the second season, but you said it's pretty savage.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. I feel like if you like that first season, it's worth checking out the second.
Yeah.
But the third one is definitely, they've marketed as like, has nothing to do with that girl anymore.
Okay.
So that's just something to look out for.
Okay. Yeah, but those are my two picks. That's all I got this week.
Okay, I had another one. I think this was the news from today. Nintendo have announced some stuff.
Oh, yes.
Some small stuff.
Yes, some tiny things.
Some tiny things. Off of the back of their light announcement last week,
yeah,
they put up the light onto their website, showing comparisons. Because I think it was something like... in the video, they said, please visit our website to see which Switch is for you.
Yeah.
And so if you go to their site, their comparison site for the Switch, you can go look at it. And it shows the differences between the regular Switch and the Switch Lite.
Yep.
But you scroll down to the battery section.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little surprise there.
What are you talking about?
It says the normal Switch.
Yeah. It's like 2.5. It's like 2.5
to 6 hours. Switch Lite is like three to seven.
Yeah.
But then under the original Switch, there's a new model number.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a new model number.
What?
There's a new model number.
Damn.
Yes.
Stealth release.
It is not a new Switch.
It's not a PSP 2000.
No. It is the regular Switch you know and love.
Yeah.
But they've just updated the internals, I guess, to a form of cheaper costs, reduction in technology.
Yeah.
They have a lower power chipset.
Damn.
So they didn't change the actual battery. They just changed the power output of the chipset.
Yeah.
Which means the battery has gone from very shit.
Yeah. To not so shit.
I think now it's rated at 4 to 9 hours, which is pretty good.
It says playing undocked.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Yeah.
The Legend of Zelda will run at five hours.
Yes.
It'll give you 5 hours of playtime.
I remember I struggled to get like 2.5.
That's nuts.
So that is the most compelling Switch announcement.
Now I'm sitting here being like, maybe I'll buy another Switch. I don't know. Like...
Yeah, I know. And then to top it off, they're like, okay, by the way, I know we announced these cool colors on the Switch Lite.
Yeah.
But it's about time. We give you some more colorful Joy-Cons.
Yes, of course.
So they gave us two new packs. Mm-hmm. The first pack is neon blue, neon yellow.
Yeah.
And the second pack, which I believe releases on Halloween, it's neon purple, neon orange.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that between some form of mixing and matching, my dream combination is out there. Neon purple, neon green, Ava 01.
Oh, damn. What are you going to do?
Joy-Cons are not cheap. I think a pair is $100 here.
Yeah. $99.99, baby.
That's some rough shit.
Did you already buy the other color?
No, but I feel like I should buy that now, so it's not as big of a hit when the other one comes out, right?
Probably should. You should stifle that out.
Okay. Next paycheck.
So tomorrow.
Oh, shit, yeah. pay week this week, huh? All right.
Just passed, though. Just passed.
Oh, did it? What do you mean just passed?
The 17th. The 15th in the end.
Oh, that's your pay schedule. Right. Yeah. Right. Sorry, mine's every 2 weeks.
Dang.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. I'll check it out.
Just go buy it now.
Are they on sale?
No.
Okay.
You know when they go on sale? Never.
Did they go on sale for Prime Day?
No.
Yes, they did. No, they didn't. You just had to buy a Switch.
No. It's not a sale.
But that new Switch.
Is that one out yet?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell. Are you want to risk? You want to risk it for the biscuit?
Sacrifices must be made. You know how it is. Manners maketh man.
I don't think that's how that saying was meant to be used.
No, that's it.
I don't think that's how that was meant to be used.
No, that's how it works. That's what I remember. Anyways, check out the new Joy-Con colors. They're pretty nice.
You just want those Eva colors.
I do. Is that a problem?
Yes.
It shouldn't be.
You're a slave to the consumerism.
Maybe I am.
Maybe I like it here. Is there anything else?
No, I think that is it.
Okay.
I think I've done it. Yes. Yeah, awesome. That must be it.
What happened in your week?
Nothing.
Nothing? Absolutely nothing?
I can't think of any. Like, I'm still watching Friends. That's the only consistent thing I'm doing.
Damn.
Season 8. I've made it to season 8. Yeah. I've got 2 more seasons to go, so don't worry, guys. I'm almost through it all.
Yeah.
Season 7, I'll talk about. Yeah, I think I said the cast actually looks older.
Yes.
They are. They definitely look older. They're not young guns. Mm-hmm. Season 7, by the time it ended, was like, it was an okay season. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
A lot of it just, I didn't really care for it. Season 8 is great. But I know I'm coming up to season 9, and I'm vaguely remembering how they ended this show and like a lot of the issues surrounding it when it ended.
Yes.
And I'm not looking forward to it.
My question for you is, when you're done, are you going to go into Joey?
No.
You sure? But that's the direct sequel to Friends.
Nah, I'm okay.
You don't want to watch Joey?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right.
Go away. No, all thank right. you.
Okay.
No. That's
no. Arthur is great. Arthur's real good.
No. Okay. No, I cannot do that. I always thought growing up like that like of the three girls, Rachel was the one.
Yeah. But
I don't feel that way anymore.
How do you feel?
I feel I'm on the Monica train.
You're on the Monica train. I'm on the
Monica train.
I've always been on the Phoebe train.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm on the Monica train.
Wow, so boring.
No, she's the most exciting character.
You sure?
She's the biggest dork.
You just want that dork acceptance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Friends. It did more Monster Hunter.
You did a lot of Monster Hunter. I did some, you know. I haven't been playing every day, but... I'm calling you out.
I'm progressing well.
You're back, baby.
I'm getting ready for the Iceborne. I'm pretty close to getting my full behemoth...
I was going to ask if you had that or not.
...Drachen set. I'm about, like, 6 pieces away.
Is there a beta and alpha for that?
No.
Okay.
It's just that set. Cool. Yeah, so there's that. Because I know that the summer event starts next week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say next week. So I just want to be geared for that when we do the raids.
Fair enough.
The Kulev.
Kulev. Arc-tempered Kulev Torah.
Ugh. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Just trying to get some sets ready. I got lucky and got some good gems.
Mm-hmm.
Decorations.
You get any more attack gems?
No. I got elementless, though.
Ooh. Good for you.
My attack is 1,000.
That's it?
Yeah, man. It's 1,000. I hit 4 digits and I'm like, oh, ooh, baby.
On a switch axe?
No, my charge blade.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, so it's some good shield.
Okay, okay.
It's good. I just need better defense. All
right. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
I think all of, or unless other than TJ, I think all of us are just over 400. Like, yeah. Just a hair over.
Yeah, yeah.
We need more.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get more, but I need more. I need more of it. More of it, please. Yeah, Monster Hunter is great. It's a good game.
It's very good.
It's a very good game.
It's
super good.
It's like the second best Monster Hunter that came out last year.
Except that we voted it as the best Monster Hunter game that year.
I don't know. I feel like I got a recount. those votes.
We don't need to recount. I
feel like that was some fake news.
What? You're not part of the Iceborne clan. You can go play by yourself.
Hey, I want to play.
Yeah, and then this past weekend I went to a Transformers convention.
Yeah. You buy anything?
I did. I spent a good 400 dollars.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been going to this thing for the past
20 years.
Oh, it's closer to 10. I don't think it's at 10, but it's closer to 10. Pretty close to 10.
Okay.
And this is the year, like the convention has always been expanding, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. But in terms of getting bigger, they've also reached out and done more shows. Mm-hmm. The past 2 years, they've made a heavy push to put it in America. Mm-hmm. And so
that's where the money is.
Yeah, they put it in Chicago. And then they surprised everyone and said, so like last year in October, they put one in Chicago. Everyone knew like that one was there. So people went to that. And when they first introduced that a couple years back, it definitely took a lot of the importance off the Canadian show, mm-hmm. the where it started. And you could tell there was a bit more of a dwindle there.
Yeah.
But last year they did something kind of, I don't want to say shitty, but it was very surprising. They did one, like they did the one in October in Chicago, and then they surprised everyone, said there's another one in March in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Two pretty popular cities.
Yeah.
And so by the time this one rolled around here in Toronto, everyone who would have gone to it had already been double tapped out from going to the States.
Yeah.
And everyone in the States now had zero reason to come.
It kind of cannibalized
the original one.
Yeah, the original.
And this year, the show definitely felt very empty.
So, I went too.
Yeah.
And I think the last time I went, did I go last year?
I can't remember.
I think I went for a day.
But
it was definitely jammed, like, the last couple times I went.
Yeah.
And this one, even to me, as, like, a casual goer, I was like, this is Saturday. This is Prime Day.
Yeah.
And I can walk around this dealer for freely.
It was weird because, like, there was, like, very little people.
Yeah.
The dealers were also very, I felt like, and I talked with some people, there were more spaces to walk in the aisles because they were just missing some rows.
Yeah.
So selection really wasn't there. The guests they brought in were definitely like below B tier because all the A tier guys were in the Americas.
Yeah.
There weren't as many events, and they relied heavily on staging two TCG tournaments to occupy people's attention.
Yeah.
But if you weren't into that, there was really nothing to do. And it felt very, the other thing too was like, I know the majority of the staff, half of them didn't show up.
Wow.
Like, and I talked to like a lot of people, like, yeah, we're very understaffed right now. Like, we have nobody.
Damn.
And to be fair, I also didn't work this year, right? I kind of
You just showed up.
Yeah, I didn't show up in the morning. I showed up halfway through.
I showed up before you.
Yeah. So like, it was a weird show. And I was just like, huh, I think this one's run its course.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it, like, I don't...
It's not necessarily that you've run the course of going to them, but the show itself has run the course.
Yeah, like, my interest is definitely leaving. Huh. It's weird. Like, I know these smaller conventions are places where a lot of people like to go and hang out because they find it more intimate or whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it gets to a point where, like, if it gets too small, it turns into one of those parties where you just have groups of people in corners of the room and they don't want to have
any... Especially with that demographic of people.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Like, then that's just, like, I don't mean to be very, like, mean or anything, but generally with these, like, sort of, like, toy-based or, like, traditional nerd-based conventions, you get a lot of introverts coming out, and their inclination to socialize isn't very high to begin with. Mm-mm. So if there's just the lesser and lesser people you get, it's harder for people to break out of their comfort zones, I find. And I'm also just a masochist, and I love, like, the super busyness of big shows. Like, I love Anime North and Fan Expo because of the gigantic crowds.
It kind of makes you feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah, and right? I love the atmosphere of something like a huge celebration. Like, it's one of the reasons why I still want to go to San Diego one year, even though like everyone who goes tells me like it's
a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare and it's hectic and it's just like it's stress inducing. I'm like, I don't see it that way.
Yeah, like, I'd like to go to Anime Expo. I'd like to go to PAX East.
Yeah, like I want to go to the big ones and just, you know, just take it all in. Like, I think that's very exciting, you know? Like, I liken it to, like, when I went to the Formula One race, it was exactly that. Mm-hmm. Just wall-to-wall people. But yeah, we're all there because it was the one thing we wanted to enjoy. And I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, it was weird. Like, and even hanging out with our friend Rex, like, I talked to him after. He's like, yeah, it's weird. It's like, we came again on the second day and we stayed for maybe like an hour.
And you're like, I'm done.
And then we're like, I think that's it. Like, let's just go.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of depressing. So, oof. Yeah.
Can I get F's in the chat?
Yeah. But yeah, I got some really good deals though. Okay. Because
you know people.
I know people, and
I spent so much money.
When they're like, Vince, we'll just give you this for cost, I'm just like, well,
okay,
how much is cost? $X. Okay.
No problem.
Got it. Be right back.
Well, I'll hit the ATM.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that was my experience.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll go next year.
I'm kind of disappointed I didn't buy anything at that show.
Well, did you see anything that you was
in? Usually there's something. Like, usually there's, like, some small thing.
Yeah.
Like, but this year, nada.
Yeah, the dealers were just kind of like, it was weird.
Yeah. I almost bought some hot tips and tricks from those fucking Nintendo cards.
I don't know why you just didn't get Dragon Warrior.
It was $120!
Yeah, but how much money did you make that day?
$20. There you go. True facts.
There you go.
True fact. I did find $20 on the floor.
Now think about how much it would cost if you bought that game on eBay.
I can look it up.
Yeah? Oh, you're going to look it up? If it's like $110, would you have been like, damn, I should have bought it?
Dragon Warrior.
This is the 4. NES cart, right?
Yeah, NES cart. Cart only.
Hit me with it. Dun, 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 dun.
Ooh. Oh, these are all complete in box. Complete in box, $220 Canadian.
Wow.
I'm not seeing. Oh, no, it's $120.
Oh, it's just $120.
Yeah, it's $120, just card only.
Holy, that would have been a deal, man, for $100.
It would have been. Still too much.
For still you? Too much. Nah, not for you.
I'm at this point in collecting now where all the stuff that I would want is either really expensive or not that expensive, but just hard to find.
So what you're telling me is that you're at the real point of collecting.
Yeah, I'm at the collecting point of collecting.
You're at the point of collecting where now it's a job.
Yeah, now I'm just like, oh, fuck, if I want to get this shit, I got to, like, go out of my way to find this shit.
Welcome to my world.
It sucks.
It does suck.
It sucks.
You know what solves this problem, though?
What?
More money.
True facts.
That's the lesson I've learned when it comes to real collecting.
Yeah.
Just get more money. Yeah.
Just have more money.
Have more money and your collecting issues will be solved.
If only. Damn.
Yeah. But that was my week.
Okay. Cool. I played like zero video games this week.
Why? So what have you been doing?
I've been crazy social.
Why?
I've been like going outside.
But why?
Hanging out with people.
Who told you to?
They invited me and I went.
Why'd you say yes?
Because it seemed like fun.
Was it?
Most of the bit, yeah.
Okay.
Turns out I'm still pretty decent at pool.
Sure.
Yeah. But I've been watching a lot of anime.
Who are you?
Who am I? I don't know, man. So let's start off with the new seasons first.
Oh my god, how much of the new season did you watch?
I watched two.
Okay.
I watched the two big ones. I watched two episodes of Fire Force.
Good.
And I watched two episodes of Dr. Stone.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the Viking one.
Oh, Vinland Saga?
Yeah.
I have no interest in that.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that is the one to watch.
I just have no
But interest. If you have zero interest, yeah, don't watch it.
Yeah. So what do you want to start with? You want to start with The Fire?
Or
you
yeah,
want to start
tell, with... me about the... tell me about The Fire.
So, did we talk about it last week?
We did. We talked about the...
We went through the basics.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I think last week I watched it and I showed you one scene.
Yeah, okay. So this show is getting exponentially crazy. Even two episodes in, it is moving. They're introducing like villain gangs. They're introducing new powers. It turns out that only certain generations of what are they called? Fire starters or shit.
Like they're like pyro.
Pyrokinesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like the higher you are in generations, the more wild your power is. So the reason that our boy can shoot fire from his feet is because he's third generation.
Yeah.
So he can create fire around him, while second generations can only manipulate fire in certain ways.
Yeah.
But we got a new character, baby.
Okay, because I know there's two in the intro, so which one did you get?
Yeah, we got the blonde boy. Oh. The short hair blonde boy. I unfortunately forget his name, but he's American, I believe.
Yeah.
He's foreign, at least. And he is a knight. Not any knight. The king of knights.
Oh, no! No!
He is the king of knights.
So what you're telling me is he is Saber.
Let me tell you about his weapon.
No.
So he rolls up. It turns out MC and our boy, he knew him from Training Academy, and they got matched up in the same fire department. Our new character's power is that he has a sword. It is his... God. It is his Excalibur. And when he pulls it out,
I can already picture it.
There's no sword.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nothing.
It's just the hilt. It's
just a hilt. You know what this motherfucker does? He concentrates fire so hard, it's plasma.
Wow.
He has a plasma sword.
So he's either got a lightsaber or a beam saber.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Hell yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's so cool.
And I'm sure he can manipulate it in different ways.
So far, he's only manipulated it to be a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he can't. Who's the non-priest lady?
Oh, like the super, like the fighting chick?
Yeah.
Oh, I forget her name.
Her power is cool.
Yeah, she seems cool.
She can manipulate fire. She can even summon like fire familiars.
Yeah.
But one of her crazy powers is that she does this thing and her eyes glow. And when our main character is fighting her as like a training session, he flies towards her and she shuts off his fire.
Oh, wow.
Just turns it off. Wow. Straight up. It's pretty cool. And like it because like the one guy's sword is plasma, it doesn't really work in the same way on him. So she had to do a different set of things.
Yeah.
But man, this show is promising. You're doing a lot of cool stuff. The Infernode or whatever, the people who like kind of set on fire. It turns out, like when you lose it, it's not you don't always lose complete control.
Oh.
There is a character like someone gets set on fire, it becomes the Inferno. But when they go into the house to try and stop the fire, he's just sitting at a desk. Like, he's just sitting at the family table with his head on fire. And the fucking captain is like, this man is fighting internally to make this job as easy as possible for us.
Yeah.
And we can't save him. So the only thing we can do is peacefully put him out of his misery.
Oh my God.
And homeboy with the plasma sword puts the fucking hilt up against the chair, and it's like, rest in peace. Boom!
Oh, no.
So cool. It's so cool.
I like how the captain uses the pile bunker.
Oh, yeah. His whole thing, too, is that he's always training. He's never not training. Every time he's talking, he's lifting weights. And they even go through his whole regimen. He has to wear, like, what is it, like 60 kilos worth of
fireproof
equipment because he doesn't have any powers. He's powerless.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. The captain has no powers.
Now, yeah. That's cool, eh? it turns out there's a set of people who are, like, turning people into these infernos on purpose.
Yeah.
Just, like, new villains and stuff. It's awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
I've been telling people at work about this.
Yeah.
And they think I'm a maniac.
Why?
Because I explain it like, I'm like in a world where people just spontaneously combust. There's a special group of firefighters with superpowers. And people just give me side eye like, what the fuck
are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yo, that show's rad. This show's awesome.
Yeah.
And yo, that intro song.
It's good.
Banger.
Yeah.
Straight up. Good. Straight
it's
up.
Good. It's good song.
It's a good. I'd highly recommend that.
You guys should watch Fire Force.
Fire Force is awesome. Next up, so Dr. Stone.
Yeah.
Dr. Stone is the other big one that's coming out. It's getting a lot of hype. It is about in a world where you're in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And your friend's a fucking idiot, but you're a science genius. So basically what happens is that a mysterious flash of green light hits the Earth.
Yeah.
The whole Earth.
Yeah.
And it turns everybody to stone.
Yep.
So while they get turned to stone, we follow our doofus side character. And he's like, just before he confessed his love to his high school sweetheart, he got turned into stone. Mm. And because he's a man of honor, he's like, I don't care how long I'm petrified, I will stay awake. And when I break free from this, because when they're encased in stone, they're still conscious.
Oh my God.
They don't die.
That's brutal.
And so he's like, I'm gonna live. I'm gonna make it through. And then eventually he breaks out. It's just somehow the stone just kind of crumbles around him.
He breaks out.
It turns out that Smart Science Boy, the guy who's on the cover, he broke out like 6 months ago, and he's been like trying to rebuild civilization with science. He built like a little hut. He built some spears, got fire. Like, he's been trying. But now that he knew that his homeboy was going to go back to the tree where the girl was, and he wrote in the tree, follow the river down to the whatever, mm-hmm. right? And so they team up, and they're trying to regain civilization. The thing with this show is that the time skip is over 3,000 years.
What?
So
from when they get turned to stone?
From when they get turned to stone in 2019, 3,700 years have passed.
What?
Yeah. So the Earth has been fully reclaimed by nature.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So they've gone back to the Stone Age.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Wow.
And the whole show is them trying to figure out why did they get unfrozen?
Yeah.
Right? Why were they unpetrified? Yeah. And also they're trying to bring back civilization.
They need a woman.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure. They need a girl.
Well, they hint at that. So there's a couple situations in the second episode where they want to...
have sex.
No. It's like a PG-rated show.
Oh.
It's where they want to bring back the girl who he wanted to confess to, right?
They need a baby-making machine.
They run into a situation where... lions. Lions are a situation.
So wildlife...
The zoo was the thing in Japan.
Okay.
And they're free.
Wait. So just humans... stone wildlife.
It's also some birds.
Okay.
I don't know why birds.
Okay.
But there's a bunch of animals just cruising. Wild boars, lions, all right, fair moose, enough. Whatever. They're all there, and so the first they figure event like second episode, halfway through, not even maybe first episode, they figure out how to unbreak the stone. It's like some special combination of water and like bat guano or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really weird. And they, this is where the show gets interesting, is this show has no powers, zero, except for the guy who kills a lion with one punch. He's the ultimate, the strongest primate high schooler, like still like Stone Age. He's just the strongest dude. So right now their team is Science Man, Endurance, Grunt Work, and Hunting and Gathering Man. And this is where it gets interesting, because Hunting and Gathering Man, his whole thing is that when he was a kid, he went to the beach to get seashells for his sister who was sick in the hospital. And because her favorite movie was The Little Mermaid.
Aww.
And he wanted her to feel like The Little Mermaid. But a drunk adult fisherman came by and said he was stealing the things off his land. But he was drunk.
Yeah.
He beat the shit out of this kid.
Oh my.
Just beat the shit out of him.
Oh my.
And so he's like, listen, when we recreate society, we're only getting the kids. Yeah. Because adults are going to come back and they're going to demand that they have this type of respect and whatever. And they're going to want you to pay taxes and blah, blah, blah. They're going to bring all that adult drama. And he's like, and he just like straight up punches the stone head off of one stoned person, which is the fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the thing is, they figured out that if the stones are broken apart, like they were petrified and the stones broke, they're dead. They just die. So they can only bring back fully intact human stones or whatever. And this is where the drama comes in, because our science man is like, no, I'm bringing back everybody. And I think this is going to be, this show is going to be way more politicking than it is about action and powers, which seems pretty cool. It's, think of it, what's that movie where the kids are trapped on an island?
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. It's Lord of the Flies. But with science.
Yeah. Wait, is it Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, I think Lord of the Flies is the one where all the kids get...
No, well, that's the book.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was another movie with that.
Hunger Games. No.
No, nothing. Yeah, we'll go with Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, I think it was Lord of the Flies. I don't know if there was... I don't remember the other one. Battle Royale? No.
No, it can't be that. No.
So yeah, it's pretty interesting premise, though... I don't know, like, it hasn't hooked me like Fire Force has.
Oh, okay.
The main character is a little fucking annoying, for as logical as he always is. Like, dude, he made clothes, okay, in the far-flung Stone Age future. On his collar, it has E equals MC squared.
Oh, wow.
On the collar.
So that he would never forget.
So you know that he's the science man.
Wow. God. That's so stupid.
It's so dumb. But the thing is, like, he's always about, like, logic and making the most logical decisions and stuff. And there are certain things where, like, Stone Age Man brings up good point. Right? Like, all these adults are going to come back and do this shit. And sometimes he just makes the most illogical decisions in the face of that. And I just don't know what his character is. Because, like, from the jump of the show, he somehow makes logical decisions while using illogical means. It's fucking weird. But I don't know what the character wants to be. I don't know if he wants to be this, like, purely scientific man, or if he wants to believe in the heart of the cards. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. He's torn between being his, like, shonen stereotype, but he also wants to be cold-blooded science man. So it's a little weird.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
That one I'm not so hot on. Maybe I'll give it a couple more tries, but yeah, we'll see. And then I think the big one I watched was at my friend's place. We marathoned it. We watched Fate Unlimited Blade Works.
Oh,
Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Budget Works.
Unlimited Blade Works route.
You love this show.
I liked it, but there was a part where, like, I had to check out.
Really? You didn't finish it?
No, I finished it, but, like, there was a point where it just really... There's a fight sequence that drags on too long. Maybe three episodes too long.
Oh. I might know what you're talking about.
You know which one it is.
Is it the end one? With the Gate of Babylon?
No, it's the one before that.
Which one is that one?
And they keep talking.
Oh, with Archer?
Yeah, and they keep talking.
Yeah. So, this...
It's so beautiful.
I'm so torn.
Why? Why are you torn,
man? This series... So I watched Fate Zero, and I hated it.
Yeah.
Right? I thought Fate Zero was, like, just shocking for shock value. Like, the story wasn't really that interesting. But Fate Unlimited Blade Works is, like, the type of insanity and the type of crazy I should love.
Yeah.
Right? But I hate every character in this fucking
show. How can you hate everybody? They're all... You don't even like Sakura?
Which one's Sakura again?
Purple hair?
I don't remember her at all.
You don't remember Sakura?
No. Oh, the one who where she's always, like, doting after the main character?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. No.
No?
I think I liked her better when she was, like, an emotionless, soulless bug room captive in Zero.
Wow.
Rin sucks.
But she's the best.
Rin sucks.
Nah, she's the best.
Okay, let's start with the positives about this show. This show looks fucking gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
Like, this definitely is one of the nicest looking animes I've ever seen.
And that studio has only gotten better.
Yeah, and those fight sequences are bananas.
Oh, yes.
They're so good.
Yes.
The other thing I really like is... everyone's powers and how they're based on kind of like the folklore of wherever they come from. Yeah. Like Hercules suffered through the 11 trials or whatever. So he has like 11 lives. Saber is Excalibur. It's hiding the, concealing all the weapons. Gilgamesh has the Gate of Babylon.
Yeah.
All that shit is so cool, right? There's a lot of, like, trappings of lore and, like, side story shit that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But the actual story of Fate's Day Night.
The tournament sequence?
Well, the tournament sequence, I would say, is the fight.
Yeah.
Right? But the inter-character politics and them, like, changing sides and doing whatever, that stuff sucks. And you can... those are the portions that take up the majority of the show, and you can definitely tell it is a light novel. Like, this is a light novel.
Well, yeah.
Because I want to say, like, the reason those fights look so good, because 70% of the show is characters just standing and talking. Like, I thought the exposition in JoJo was savage, but this is ridiculous.
Yes.
It's a holy grail that is trying to destroy humanity, and it feeds off of the fucking malice and hatred of the world. Yeah. That's so cool. And they made it boring.
Yeah, but it's a good show.
It's not really, though. So let's go with Rin.
Yeah.
Rin is always been advertised to me as the ultimate tsundere.
That's because she is.
The ultimate.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
So Rin, I want to say, she starts off a little bit like stereotypical, like kind of tsundere, like yeah. She's going for it. And she doesn't really get into like the true, like, I am the penultimate, like I am the ultimate tsundere until near the end of the show.
Yeah.
But I want to say near the first quarter of the show, there is an episode where he's like, hey, main character, what's his name?
Shiro.
Hey, Shiro, we're going on a date.
Yeah.
I'm going to be alpha as fuck right now. Yeah. We're going on a date. I'm calling it a date. I made you food because we're going on a date.
Yeah.
And the whole time they're like, we're on a date. Like, they just drive that point home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, like, almost the episode after, she's like, it's not like I like you or anything. That shit doesn't work, okay? That doesn't work when the previous episode, you were like, bitch, you're mine. Like, that doesn't work like that.
No, that's exactly how it works. We're going on a date, but it's not because I like you.
But she explicitly says that.
Oh, man.
Dude, this is the part where I can't tell if I just hate tsundere's
overall. You do.
Or if this character sucks. It might be both.
I think it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
I don't know what to say. Shiro's just an idiot.
Oh, yes.
Like, just...
100%.
Borderline, like, mental disability.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I gotta say about him, because every time he was on screen...
He's a struggle.
Yeah. Every interaction with him is a struggle.
Yeah.
And then we got our boy, Archer.
Oh, yes.
Who... I don't know what the fuck is going on. Because, like, there's a reveal about Archer.
Oh, yeah.
Which has some very, like, important side effects.
I think everybody knows who Archer is.
Can I just say it?
Yes, because it's been known for years.
So Archer is Shiro.
Yes.
Right?
But he's not the Shiro in this story.
He's the Shiro from an alternate timeline where he tried to become the ultimate whatever.
Yes.
The ultimate hero, and then, like, It turns out.
And then he made a deal with
the devil
to be always part of the games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, I don't. He always tries to come off as like, I am this, like, I'm just sacrificing myself for the greater good at all times forever.
Yeah.
But he makes certain decisions about who to side with, where to.
Yeah.
And like, sure, he like explains it, like, well, I was meant to do this, but like, there's so many cleaner ways that he could have done certain situations. And then also just the fact that he's never fucking there. Like, he's never there. He's like, I am the ultimate hero of peace and justice. And also, I'm going to go fuck off for most of the important shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you're in dire straits and, like, I could have totally saved the situation from being this bad, I'm just going to shoot an arrow from halfway across Japan and then be like, oh, I solved it. My bad. Like, what the fuck?
He's the ultimate hero. What are you saying? He just proved his point.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck is this show?
I think you have to remember that he was once Shiro. And that's where a lot of his stupidity comes from.
But he's like marketed as this is the Shiro that's learned his lesson.
That that's not what this Shiro is. This is the ultimate version of Shiro if he went down the wrong path.
I guess. Yeah. But it always seems like from like his time.
He thinks he's a hero. Yeah, but the reality is Archer is not a hero.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate mistake.
Maybe that was it. Like, maybe it wasn't.
You know how, like, portrayed well in the show. You know how, like, the villain always sees themselves as the hero of their own story?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like, Archer's not a villain.
Yeah, less savage.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, it wasn't advertised that way in the show, or, like, the story didn't really push that narrative to me.
Yeah.
Like, all I saw and what the show was telling me is that he is the ultimate hero and all this shit.
Yeah.
And he's just never there. Never. And he's like, oh, check it, I'm going to shoot a sword. Peace out.
Well, that's power, man. That's what he can do.
No, his power is fucking rad.
Yeah, I know.
His power to make fakes.
Yeah.
And just enter the unlimited blade works. That's sick.
Yeah.
I want to like that show.
It's good.
And there's like so much about it that I'm like, I should love this.
Okay.
But I just don't.
Okay.
Damn.
We need to watch The Third Route.
There's a Third Route?
You haven't seen the first route, right?
It's Fate Zero.
No. Fate's Day Night.
Oh, no, I've never seen Fate's Day Night. I've seen Fate Zero, and I've seen this one.
Fate's Day Night's the original route.
Okay.
And that's the story that strictly takes place through Shiro's eyes.
Okay.
Unlimited Blade Works is Rin's the hero.
Yeah.
Last one's Heaven's Feel.
Okay.
Sakura's the hero.
Oh.
And you will see... Her route is bananas.
Okay.
I think it's only two movies. So it's the shortest.
The thing is, I feel like this is how I get trapped.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, this is how I get trapped into the Fate Stay Night thing.
You gotta at least finish Heaven's Feel just so you get an understanding.
Okay.
If you want to go, like, Fate Go, Fate whatever, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, you want to do all those side stories, the mobile game.
I say don't bother.
Yeah.
I think if you understand the original three... That's all you need to know about Fate. Everything else is up to you.
Okay. Yeah, there's so much about that show. Like, it kept me watching it. Like,
yeah.
There are some times me and my friends have marathons in the show, I'm just totally checked out and I go do something else. But this show, like, had me, like, I'm like, oh, it's so close.
Yeah, like, there's some, like, if you go into the extended stuff, like, some characters are just super cool. Like, if you thought Saber was, like, the ultimate form of justice...
I think Saber is kind of the most boring character in
the show. Oh, absolutely. So they have a version that is basically the Saber you want.
Where she's just action all the time?
Yeah, and she's the coolest.
Is it the red one?
No.
Short hair, red?
No, Saber Nero? No. That's Alexander the Great.
Okay.
No. And what I mean, like, the ultimate Saber, I mean, like, she's just as powerful, she's just as cool, and she also has boobs.
Oh, man. That's what the show was missing.
Yeah.
Bob's.
And her name is Joan of Arc.
Of course it is.
Right? And she's just the ultimate version of that. Then there's, like, Saber's kid. Who's...
What?
Looks like a girl.
But is a boy.
But is a trap.
Oh, my God.
So, like, that's where it gets a little, like...
Too anime?
Yeah. And you're just like, gotta check out. Okay. But yeah, Heaven's Feel is something we probably should watch.
Sure. Eventually.
I think it's a two-part movie. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I'd be down if it's like a group thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to watch it by myself.
No, we'll check it out together. Because I haven't seen
the second one?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay. But I watched Fate. Oh, man, it's so close.
So you like it?
I don't. I really don't. And then the last thing I did this week is I watched Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, European road trip.
Spider-Man's European road trip.
Yeah.
And I had fun.
Yeah.
It was good. You're right. It is... It is a great wrap up. It is a great epilogue to all that shit.
Yeah.
And he gets the glasses.
Yeah.
Learning he's a snake. Mysterio's the best.
He is the best part.
Mysterio's so good.
And his reveal is amazing.
I was watching it with someone who didn't really know anything about Mysterio.
Yeah.
Right? And the whole time she thought he was the good guy.
Like he was genuine.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're going to get wrecked. Like...
Yeah.
It was good. They did Mysterio good for as goofy as that fucking costume is. They really roped it in. And his modern version of the costume looks sick.
Yeah.
When he has like the full visor.
Yeah.
When he's got the drones around him. Like that looks so cool.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I, again, it's not really bringing me back into the Marvel universe. Even that post-credits thing. Either of the post-credit things. Like, I thought the whole reveal at the end there was really cool. And then the whole second reveal at the end I thought was pretty funny. And it kind of sets up interesting storylines.
Like, the reveal at the end, the reason why, like, I don't, like, have any, I understand its impact, but at the same time I don't care, is because they have marketed Spider-Man as the next Tony Stark so hard that his identity was going to be revealed inevitably.
The interesting thing about that, though, is, like, if you look at comic history, like, Spider-Man getting his identity revealed has always gone so bad. Like, so bad. Was it Civil War? That was terrible.
But that, like, but I mean,
didn't he, like, have it, he, like, went to the devil to, like, have it undone or some shit?
But, like, that's just it, right? This is different circumstances. Like, he is Stark Industries now. Like, he is, I'm sure he's gonna have proper countermeasures because he has all the tech. He has everything.
$1 million
set right? Yeah, so, like, that's why I don't feel like it matters as much anymore. But
that's fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
When he gives him the glasses and he's just like, oh, yeah, by the way, aerial drone strikes. It's like, yo, what?
He just wants to tell MJ that he likes her.
My favorite part of the show, or of the movie, is showing all the people from the past, right? Getting, like, stepped on or whatever, whatever. But the thing is that they show the differences between why one person is great and one person is not. Especially when it comes to the one scientist who's always behind the computer and he's setting up the holograms and stuff. It's always a thing of, like, he has the brains. He has the, like, he's got the knowledge, but he's just fucking lazy. Like, where Tony Stark is never not working. Like, this guy, at one point, he's just behind the desk and he's just kind of, like, on his phone doing whatever. Like, he doesn't have the concentration or dedication that Tony had. And that's, like, the key difference there. So it's I like that part the most, just being like, listen, like, this is, it's not that, like, sure, some of these people may have gotten screwed, but also, like, that's not the only factor in these type of things, right? It's a it was a cool piece of nuance. But yeah, they actually made the final fight they had in the over London. They set that up to really amplify Spider-Man's powers. It was a lot of little things attacking as a group, allowing him to use spider sense and acrobatics and having to use it to take out all kinds of different threats. It is very clever. It's good.
I don't know if I enjoy how they depict, or maybe lack thereof, depicting his spider sense.
They didn't really show anything.
And, like, I know that's a conscious decision that they've talked about since his first appearance. Like, it's not going to be, like,
his Peter Tingle.
But, like, you don't really get it. Like, the movie, instead of, like, trying to be subtle or go a different way about it, you almost don't get anything. Like, you don't really understand what spider sense is from the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
He kind of, they lean into it real hard.
They talk about it like it's this understood mechanic, but as a viewer, you're kind of just like,
there's no comic lines, there's no nothing.
Like, there's absolutely there's no tell. Sound effect. You don't know if it's on, it's always on, or if Peter is just, because I'm Spider-Man, I could just have wicked reflexes all the time. So that's the one part I would say, like, especially because it is a plot point that they rely on heavily in the final sequence. So it was just jarring to me that's like, oh, I guess it just turns on now. Got it. So
That, I think, you're right. That was a little weird. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know, Pikachu.
I think that's about it. That's about it in terms of, like, media and nerd stuff. A lot of it's just being social, man. It's tiring. I'm definitely an introvert. Like I can go out and talk with people and that's totally fine, but I definitely get drained by social interactions rather than
I'm the same way.
Feeling charged by it.
I am the same way. That's why I ride my bike so much.
Fair. It's pretty solo.
It's pretty solo. You just have the only person you could talk to or think about is yourself.
True.
Yeah. But cool. Yeah. That's it for us this week.
Yeah, we did. So next week is the finale of JoJo. So we're going to bring back Anime Club for that.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about the whole Diavolo arc, fight arc.
Diavolo!
And yeah, get ready for that. It's two episodes, baby.
It is two episodes, so we will talk about that on Anime Club next week. But next week, I know we've also mentioned that we started the preparations for the new anime.
Yes.
That we're talking about. We are currently four episodes into Code Geass. Mm-hmm. I think that next week's regular show, we'll talk about it.
Yep.
As an intro. So watch the first
four, six.
I can't remember.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do we want to watch the two next week or do we want to leave it?
I guess it's up to you. We can leave it or whatnot.
Because at that point, I think it's like 4 and 4.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll decide when we get there.
Yeah.
But watch at least the first four episodes of Code Geass if you want to stick with us on that.
Definitely before we talk about Code Geass, we'll mention like, hey, we watched up to this.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that's what we'll talk about next week. Yeah. Seems pretty anime heavy for the summer, but that's okay. Because anime is pretty great.
Anime's cool sometimes.
Pretty cool. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.